My brothers and sisters in the Lord, some time ago, there was a board meeting in hell. Satan had decided to call his top advisors in order to give some very important advice because it seemed that there were not enough people heading down that road. And so he asked them, what can we do in order to lead people to the dark side? And as they sat around the boardroom table, one of the younger advisors said, tell the people there is no heaven. And then another one responded from the opposite side of the table, tell the people there is no hell. Yet the most senior advisor, who was just listening, after everyone was talking, looked at Satan and said, simply tell the people there is no hurry. You see, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes in our life, we are hurried by many things. We consider many things urgent. We live in a society of instant gratification. If we can't heat our meal in 3 minutes in the microwave, we seem to go nuts. Yet when it comes to the important things of life, the urgent things of life, the things that we should be hurried about, we seem to place those things on the back burner. Because there's always tomorrow, and next week, and next year. And in the gospel today, Jesus is reminding not only the disciples of his time, but he's reminding us that in certain things of life, there is an urgency. We need to be hurried up and not just taking the slow pace or the Sunday drive. Look at the encounter that Jesus has with these two men in the gospel. One says, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bury my father. Now, we may say that it's a very reasonable request. In fact, one of the works of mercy is to bury the dead. But you see, Jesus can see through people's hearts. He can see what's going on inside of us. And he can tell whether or not what we're saying is true and honest and virtuous, or if it's our own excuses that we've placed as truth before us. We don't know, my friends, if the man's father was dying, if the man's father had already died and he was preparing for a Jewish funeral, or maybe he was saying to Jesus, you know, Lord, my father is an old man. Maybe he was the only son and I'm responsible to take care of him. So one day when he does pass and I take care of all the family business, then I will follow you. And that's why Jesus has such a pointed answer. Let the dead bury their dead. You proclaim the kingdom. There's no time for excuses. The same is true in that little second example. Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. And once again, Jesus sees into the heart. Whoever puts their hand to the plow and looks back to what you have left behind is not fit for the kingdom. When God gives us a mission, when God bestows upon us a vocation, when God asks of something in our own lives, he's not asking us to always look behind and say, you know, Lord, look at everything that I gave up. You should do something for me because of all the sacrifices I've made. Once we put the hand to the plow, we don't look back. We move forward into whatever God has called us in life. And so you see, my friends, there are things in life that are called to have an urgency. Just a few examples. There's an urgency in life to ensure that we tell those whom we love that we actually love them. To express our charity, to express our love, to express our affection. Because oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, you and I both know the people who we are closest to are usually the people that we beat up the most. Because they're just there. And they're not going to beat us up back most of the time. But do we express that? Do we recognize the urgency? Most of you probably remember Dear Abby, the column that was in the paper, where people wrote to Dear Abby, and each week she had a response. Well, recently, they wanted to find out which question asked to Dear Abby was the one that was reprinted the most times in all of history. And this was actually the question that was reprinted the most. Dear Abby, I am most heartbroken. I always found time to go everywhere else and to do everything else but to go and see my aging parents. They sat at home, loving me just the same. Now when I go and visit their graves, I wonder if God will ever forgive me for the heartaches I must have caused them. You see, my brothers and sisters, do we recognize that there's an urgency in our relationships? And there's an urgency to be able to express those things to the ones we love. You know the little story, there was a husband who was not great at expressing affection to his wife. And he said to her one day, if I was an octopus, I would wrap all 8 tentacles around you. And she just looked at him and said, I don't care if you were an octopus. Why don't you just use your 2 good arms and try it anyway? But we take things for granted. And we don't recognize the urgency. The urgency in our relationships, the urgency in the call to repentance, to change our lives before it's too late. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, there is an urgency there. But oftentimes, we are going along our merry way, not recognizing that we too are called to conversion and to repentance and to change from the status quo before it is too late. As we read in the Gospels, there was a man who didn't change, and it was too late for him. The man is Judas. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Judas, of course, we know as the betrayer of Jesus. But what was going on in Judas's mind? Did Judas really think it would go that far? Did he really believe that they would crucify Jesus? Did he really think that all those events were going to happen? And why did he betray him in the first place? Was he greedy for the silver that was given? Or maybe he was jealous because it seemed that Peter, James, and John were always the ones up on the mountaintop with Jesus and he was down below with the rest of the disciples. But we know from Scripture that he regretted his decision. But it was too late. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27. Then Judas's betrayer, seeing that Jesus had been condemned, deeply regretted what he had done. He returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. They said to him, what is that to us? Look to it yourself. Flinging the money into the temple, he departed and went off and hanged himself. My brothers and sisters, what is it in our life that we need to be urgent about that needs to change? And certainly, my friends, there is an urgency in our relationship with the Lord Jesus. There's an urgency there to be able to follow the call. The individuals in the gospel today, they had their excuses. Maybe they were good excuses, maybe they were bad excuses, maybe they were half and half. But when God calls, do we respond? Go back in the gospel. When Jesus calls Peter and his brother Andrew, they were in their fishing boats, mending the nets. And Jesus called and said, "Follow me." Peter and Andrew didn't say to the Lord, "Lord, wait, first I need to go and check with my financial advisor. And then I consult my attorney, and then I consult all of my neighbors, and then maybe after I consult all of these individuals, maybe then I will follow you." No, Jesus calls. And how does the evangelist record it? Jesus says, "Follow me," and they left everything. And they followed Jesus. Because we realize, my brothers and sisters, in our own life, that because of our sinful human condition, because of our fallen human condition, there is that laziness, there is that sloth, there is that resistance to change and to grow. And most of us know the older we get, the more difficult it is. But God is calling, and he says, "Follow me." Why, my brothers and sisters? So that we can have a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus. So that we too may one day, praise God, enter into the promised land. And because the Lord Jesus has a mission and a ministry for each and every one of us, within the vocation that he calls us and within the church, so that we can go out into a hurting world, into a broken world, and allow the light and love and face of Jesus to shine through us to those who are in need. Do we recognize the urgency? Maybe it's our own conversion. Maybe someone in our family or a friend has an addiction that they need someone to reach out to them. Or maybe a young person is going down the wrong path. Or maybe someone in our own household, or within our own family, or sitting next to us in the pew is shriveling up inside. And they need the touch of the hand of God. And maybe the Lord's saying, "It needs to come from you or from me." In the end, my brothers and sisters, Satan got a lot of recommendations. Tell them there is no heaven. Tell them there is no hell. But the most powerful one is tell the people there is no hurry. Because when we're not urgent about the work of the Lord, about being about our Father's business, of being faithful disciples, then we put off to next month, next year, 2 years from now, next Lent, the next mission that I go to, whatever excuses that we use. But do we recognize that we must have an urgency when it comes to the things of God?